The primary to seek the Republican Party nomination for Warren County Sheriff coming up in June, joined by Republican Party candidate Randy Hutchinson. Randy, thank you very much for joining us. Just give a quick introduction to yourself and why you want to seek the nomination to run for Warren County Sheriff.
Thank you very much. Randy Hutchinson here. And yes, I'm the Republican candidate running for sheriff for Warren County. And I just want to give you a little bit about myself. Born in Oskaloosa, raised in University Park. I grew up there in a small town. My parents live in Marion County, and my mom passed away a few years ago. I still get down there quite a bit. I got a couple sisters and brother-in-laws live in Warren County. I'm married. My wife is Emily, and she works for the state of Iowa. I have 8 adult children. Yeah, 8. And I've got 2 stepkids out of there that are my kids, basically. I also have 7 grandkids, and I am expecting hopefully a set of twin grandkids in September. I live in Norwalk. I've been here since 2005, been a police officer for a little over 19 years, living in Warren County this whole time. And I just decided there needed to be a change, so I decided to run for Sheriff Warren County.
Well, running for sheriff is not really like running for a lot of other political offices, because I think people, for the most part, would like to see some background in that. What are your qualifications to be Warren County Sheriff?
Well, I tell you, I've been in law enforcement a little over 33 years, and I started years ago as a police reserve and posse member. Really liked it. It was different, putting on a badge and a gun, being looked at by everyone, every time you're entering a room or whatever. But I really liked it. I liked the fact of being able to help people in a better capacity. So I went on to become a police officer back in 1990. I started Oskaloosa Police Department. I was there for several years. Decided the money was horrible, so I got into driving a truck for a little bit and got back into law enforcement. Worked my way up a couple little different departments, ended up in Albia Police Department, because that's south of where my parents live. Was there for about 8.5 years. The last 4.5 there, I was detective sergeant in charge of investigations, school resource officer stuff, handled calls, and, took care of all the evidence, court proceedings, wrote search warrants. It was back in the time when we didn't even have a search warrant for computers, because they just started up. I worked a not so good kid case with the assistant chief Kirk Westfold in Norwalk. He liked my work. We got a good solid case. The subject or offender was put in prison for his crime. I was recruited and came to Norwalk, Iowa back in 2005, and I have been through a lot of schools. I couldn't tell you all the schools I've been through, but if I back up a little bit, I went through the 124th Basic Academy, Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. Went through tons and tons of training, advanced investigations. Some of my part-time jobs. I did part-time police officer jobs on top of my full-time jobs. I worked as a deputy in the jail division for Johnson County Sheriff's Office for a little bit. Courthouse security as a deputy for Jason Sandholt, Sheriff Sandholt in Marion County. I did that for 2 years. Every Thursday, Friday, my day's off. So I got to meet a lot of judges, attorneys, just dealing with a lot of people that had been incarcerated and had court proceedings, and just being able to help them work through their problems and issues, and giving them some just talking to about, hey, you know, you can do better. Just try to do better. If you need anything, give me a holler, give me a call. I've given out my personal phone number to so many people I can't remember. I've been a park ranger for Polk County Conservation. Did that for 7 years part-time. Learned a lot of stuff in the parks in Polk County, dealing with up to 2,000 to 3,000 people on a weekend, holiday weekend. I've been a school resource officer, certified nationally. I am involved in my church. I go to Soteria Church, and I'm on the security team there. Been doing that for a couple of years. And like I said, I was detective sergeant there in Albia. I did manage, four of the other younger officers and mentored them. And like I said, I've been through tons and tons of hours of training online, in person, alert training. That's advanced law enforcement rapid response training. We've gone through a lot of implicit bias training, ethics and professionalism, just a lot of things, critical incident training, a lot of mental health nowadays. But my main focus right now on the Norwalk Police Department, not just as a patrolman working day shift, but I handle the crime-free multi-housing program in Norwalk. I work hand-in-hand with the apartment owners, managers, and the people themselves in those communities. And we just try to keep the problems out, and so good people can live in apartment communities, being safe and not have to worry about things.
What would you want to keep the sheriff's, Warren County Sheriff's Office, doing well, and then what would you want to keep improving upon if elected as Warren County Sheriff?
Well, I tell you, improving on, there's just a lot of things. When I started looking into running toward the end of last year, it seemed like there was just a total disconnect of communication, collaboration with the sheriff and sheriff's office, with all the law enforcement agencies in Warren County, and a lot of the fire departments, county attorney's office, just a lot of government entities. And I just think that that needs to be improved on. And I think I can do that through servant leadership, getting back to the basics of just getting back to doing our jobs. You know, people just do their jobs, help foster a good family atmosphere. We can build on that to where people want to come to work and don't want to hurry up and retire and get out of it. What was your second question?
What would you want to keep doing well that the Warren County Sheriff's Office does right now?
I'll be honest, since I worked the road, I haven't seen a whole lot of deputies in Norwalk for the past 3 years. The past couple months, I've seen them more than I ever have. So I would just say I've heard good things about a lot of the night officers, some of the more seasoned officers doing their jobs, going out, you know, checking farms and farm equipment places and just protecting the people out in the rural areas. That's about all I know of the sheriff's office. I haven't really talked to a whole lot of them for the past several years.
Well, and finally, if people wanted to learn more about you, your campaign, or contact you in any way, how should they go about doing that?
I've had several emails sent to me. That's rhutchinson for sheriff at gmail.com. That's rhutchinson. forsheriff at gmail.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook, Randy Hutchinson for Warren County Sheriff. I try to return those as soon as possible. If I don't have an answer, I will find the answer. I've collaborated with a lot of law enforcement, deputies, police officers, federal, state, lawyers, other sheriffs, so I can find an answer real quick if I don't have it right away.